Unit 20, Mainly Revision. Lesson 77. 1. Dialogue. Susan is asking Mrs. Zhu about the development of printing in China.
What happened before printing was invented?
People had to use other ways to record information. In the beginning, they used to carve Chinese characters on stones to record important dates in history.
Do you call that printing?
No, not exactly. But later, people developed a way of printing using rocks. After they carved the characters on rocks, they put a piece of wet paper on top of the characters and beat it lightly. Then they brushed ink on the paper.
How did the printing come out?
The characters on the paper were white, and the rest of the paper was black.
That doesn't sound like modern printing.
No, the next development was to carve the characters on a piece of wood. They carved a whole page of characters back to front in the wood. Then they brushed ink onto the characters. After that, they pressed a piece of paper on top and printed a whole page of a book.
What was the problem with this method?
It took a very long time to carve a page for a book. After you printed the book, you had to throw away the carved pieces of wood. You couldn't use them again.
Lesson 78.
Reading. Read the passage to answer this question. What did people use for keeping records in the past?
Paper. The Chinese have been making paper for 2,000 years. Paper was one of the most important inventions in the whole of Chinese history. As a result of this invention, much is known about Chinese history because records were kept on paper. However, in other parts of the world, much of the history over hundreds of years is completely unknown. As there was no paper in these countries, no records were kept. It is believed that before writing was developed, people in China used to keep records by putting a number of stones together. As soon as writing was developed, people carved words on animal bones. Later, words were carved on metal pots. Examples of these have been found from the 16th to the 3rd centuries BC. Between the 2nd and the 5th centuries AD, people wrote on pieces of bamboo or wood, and these were tied together to form a book. Although these were much more useful than the metal pots, they were still difficult to read and were very heavy to carry. At the same time, another kind of paper was developed, made from silk. Some silk books that have been found are over 2,140 years old. It was easy to write and draw on silk. The problem was that it was too valuable for everyday use. Because it was so expensive, people developed a kind of paper made from the fibers of plants. They used fishing nets, the outside of trees, pieces of old clothes, and so on. These things were put in water for a few hours and then beaten again and again. The fibers joined together and were beaten flat, and then dried in a sheet. This kind of paper was as soft and as light as silk, but much less expensive. By the first century, the making of paper in some parts of China had been well developed and had become common. After a time, the invention reached other countries. In the 8th century, a paper-making factory was set up in the Middle East, from which paper was sent all over Europe. Spain started making paper in 1150, and Russia started in 1567. Paper has been made in America since 1690.